Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol responded to a fatal hit-and-run collision that occurred on Highway 101 early this morning. 54-year-old Manuel Saros of Smith River was driving north on the U.S. 101 when a 38-year-old male was walking in an east direction on the U.S. 101. The male was wearing dark clothing and was not walking in the designated crosswalk area. Saros did not see the male walking in the roadway and struck the victim with his vehicle. Saros pulled over to the right shoulder of the highway, and the male died of his injuries at the scene. The investigation into the hit-and-run collision is ongoing. Last night, the California Highway Patrol responded to another hit-and-run that resulted in a fatality on Highway 101. 51-year-old female Ying Blackwell of Percy, California, was driving her vehicle southbound on Highway 101 south of Sand Mine Road when a male, whose identification has not been released at this time, walked into the roadway. Blackwell was unable to avoid the male, and Blackwell's vehicle struck the victim, causing fatal injuries. Blackwell fled the scene and was later located on the U.S. 101 south of Wilson Creek Road. Blackwell was placed under arrest for felony hit and run. This morning, a vehicle investigation and scenic drive in Trinidad led to an on-foot pursuit of a man who had a warrant for his arrest, which resulted in the suspect breaking his ankle. A Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy spotted a vehicle occupied by 51-year-old Neil Haggerty in the 1600 block of Scenic Drive. Once the deputy learned Haggerty had a misdemeanor petty theft warrant for his arrest, Haggerty fled northbound on Scenic Drive on foot. The deputy pursued on foot when Haggerty ran off the road and down a steep embankment. As a result, Haggerty suffered a significant fracture and dislocation of his right ankle. A Coast Guard helicopter arrived at the scene and airlifted Haggerty to the Mad River Community Hospital. Gas prices have been on the decline in the last couple of months, and state legislators are looking to introduce a bill that would keep gas prices low by eliminating gas tax. State legislators, who are concerned about the impact of the impending 16 to 76 cent per gallon increase for gas, will get to discuss and express their support of the Affordable Gas for California Families Act. Legislation is expected to be introduced in both houses on December 1st by Assemblyman Jim Patterson and Senator Andy Vidak. Their goal is to ultimately save consumers from the anticipated gas price increases. Humboldt County Dr. Luther Cobb has been elected as president of the California Medical Association for the first time in the organization's history. Cobb is a local surgeon who has been the president of the Humboldt Del Norte Medical Society. He has also been involved with the California Medical Association board for the past 20 years, holding three separate positions and serving as a delegate. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The certification of the November 4th election needs to be completed by next Tuesday, and as it stands right now, Measure W, which would increase the Fortuna Elementary School District's debt by $9 million through general obligation bonds, has been rejected. The rejection of Measure W came as a surprise to Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario.
I mean, we had so much support in Fortuna prior to that date. You know, they supported a school bond just 2 years prior for the high school district, supported bonds in the past for the school. So it was just, a little bit stunning. But, hey, that's what happens. You know, you put it out to a vote, and that's what we're required to do, and now we move forward from there.
Citizens of Fortuna also turned down Measure V, which was a 1% sales tax increase, and that also came as a surprise to Candelario.
It was the Tuesday night. Of course, we were watching the local polls and the results directly in Fortuna, and pretty much a totally different story from the surveying that was done in April, and was pretty consistent across the board in Fortuna. As you know, we were the only city that, you know, didn't pass their local measure, and the votes were pretty consistent in Fortuna.
Candelario said that the city runs a tight ship when it comes to its finances, and that method will continue despite Measure V being voted down. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.